Margaret Oliver, the paramount chief of Moli Tokoro in eastern Equatorial State, tells South Sudan in Focus most families are suffering because their crops did not yield any food in the first farming season due to the long drought. Oliver says communities have started cultivating in the second farming season, but they will have nothing to eat over the next few months. She says many families will suffer from hunger. Oliver says, to survive, a number of families in and around Torit, Kapoita and Nimule have resorted to selling firewoods and groundnuts to earn money to buy food for their children.
The issue of hunger is very serious, to the extent that if we don't cut firewood and charcoal to sell so that we are able to buy a cup of maize flour to feed our children, then we will have nothing to eat. This is what we are going through. If at all it is we, the adults, then that will be okay. But what is so bad about the situation is that we have small children who can't bear hunger. As we speak, we continue to cultivate maize, sorghum and groundnuts.
Felix Makumoi, the paramount chief of Pageri village, says members of his community are struggling to feed their children after most of their crops were destroyed by drought and elephants from Nimule National Park.
Since 2017, we are suffering the issue of elephants in Pageri Payam area. You know, we are surviving the when you get the charcoal, you can buy.
Eastern Equatorial State Information Minister Patrick Oting says the long period of drought this year destroyed most crops. In addition, Oting says overall economic conditions in Eastern Equatorial State are very worrying since most communities rely on farming for their livelihood.
Those who do not cultivate, especially those who are in Torit or those who are in big towns, those are the people that are going to be affected because they are depending on buying things from the market. Those are the people that I know going to be affected, those people like in Torit, maybe those who are in Nimule and Kopoita. Those are the big towns whereby we know the majority don't cultivate, but they are depending on their pockets, you know, to feed their family.
Oting is encouraging residents to embark in farming, saying it is the only tool they have to fight hunger in the coming months.
Every family should cultivate something at least so that they can able to eat and the surplus they can sell. Because if we cultivate, we'll reduce the issue of hunger, you know. And of course, food is the number one thing in our life. So our message to the communities, it's still not late, even for this year, it's still not late. As I talk to you right now, it is raining in Torit, so we are telling them, please take your hoe, go to the garden, dig, because we need food.
Oting says the State Ministry of Agriculture and UN Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, have given residents seeds to help reduce the hunger crisis in the coming months. Meshack Malo, country representative for the FAO in South Sudan, says his agency is distributing seeds and tools to assist communities so they can take advantage of the current rain to plant crops. Malo says intercommunal conflict and cattle movement have affected FAO's seed distribution and farming programs in some region. He says insecurity in some part of the country has also contributed to food shortages.
This lack of peace definitely will affect negatively some of these areas, and Eastern Equatorial even last year was still not able to produce enough food for itself. See that very close interrelationship between food, peace and food and the lack of it. So we need all of us concerted efforts to ensure that there is peace so that the farmers and the farming communities can be back to their land and be able to plant.
Malo is urging the South Sudan government to intervene where there are intercommunal conflicts to avoid mass displacement of people and so community can utilize the rainy season and plan. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.